aimless wandering in the four life levels.
Dada, do humans go to a lower life form?
From the human form, they can even go to the celestial form and become one of the topmost devas. And if they go lower, they may even end up in the worst, most hated place possible. It is only in the human form that one binds karmas. No other life forms bind karmas. In other life forms, they only experience the effects of their karma. In the human form, one causes new karmas and also experiences effects of past karmas. He does both, and that is why it is possible for a person to go to any of the four major life forms. These are celestial, human, animal, and hellish life forms. The cows and all other animals we see, and the devas too, only experience the karma effects. They do not bind karmas.
But humans, for the most part, do not do good karmas, Dada.
The present time cycle, which is characterized by evil and despair, is rampant with generally bad karma.
So here new karmas are being bound, Dada?
They are being bound day and night. One keeps binding new ones and experiencing the old ones.
Is there a better life than this anywhere else, Dada?
Nowhere. This is as good as it gets. There are two directions of progress from here. Here, if you have a debt, which means that you have bound bad karma, you would have to go to the animal kingdom to pay it off. If your debt were excessive, you would have to take birth in hell and settle it there before you return to the human life. If you accomplish good karmas here, then you become a more elevated human being and live an entire life of happiness. When that is over, you will either return to the same state or go into the celestial form, where you will enjoy the benefits of your credits. Once the credit is used up, you end up back here in the human form.
Is the human lifespan longer than any other life forms, Dada?
No, not at all. The celestial beings have a lifespan of 100,000 years.
So, Dada, you will have to finish all your karmas first before you get a chance to become a celestial being. Is that not so, Dada?
No, it is nothing like that. If someone is a superhuman, then he will definitely become a celestial being. A superhuman is someone who, instead of enjoying his own happiness, gives it away to others. Such people go to the celestial level.
How can you give happiness to others when you yourself are not happy?
That is the reason why you cannot do that. There are, however, some rare people, but these are very few and far between. In past eras, 4-5% of the human population attained celestial levels. In this era, 2-4 in 10 million go there. In this era, you are wise if you do not give misery to others. If you don't give misery to others, you will come back to the human level, into a wealthy family with all the material comforts. Here again, one begins the process of binding karmas through cheating and stealing, becoming worthy of a bestial life form.
Then what law governs this cycle, Dada?
The one who is destined for lower life forms does not get caught for his bad deeds, but the person destined for higher life forms gets arrested for the smallest offense. In this way, he is stopped immediately and his coming life changes before he gets on the wrong path. Who does nature assist? Nature helps the heavy karmas become heavier and the light karmas become lighter. The lighter ones rise to a higher life form and the heavier ones sink to the lower life forms. That is the law of nature. The one who has never stolen before gets caught as soon as he steals for the first time, whereas the hardcore thief never gets caught because his karmas are heavy.
Only humans bind karma.
Is there another life form other than the human where less karmas are bound?
There is no binding of karma in other life forms. It is only here in the human life that karmas are being bound. Moreover, in places where no karmas are being charged, they ask, why are we in this prison? A place where karmas are bound is actually called freedom, because here there's a choice. The other three levels are all jails, because there's no choice.
Is it only in the human life form that karmas are bound, including the good ones?
Both good and bad karmas are bound here. The humans bind karma. If they cause harm or misery to people, they go to the animal form or a life in hell. If their karmas give happiness to others, then they return to the human life or go to the celestial level. So the life level depends on the type of karma bound. Once the level is decided, one has to go through that level, experience the effects, and return to the human form. Only humans have the right to bind karma, no one else. Those who have this right must wander through all the four life forms. If they do not do karmas at all, not an iota of cause karma, they are liberated from this cycle. One can attain liberation only in the human form. There is no other place from which one can attain liberation. Have you ever seen anybody not doing any karma?
No, I have not, Dada.
All these animals you see, they all eat and drink and fight, and still they do not bind karmas. Likewise, it is possible for a human being not to bind any karma while living. This happens when they do not become the doers of the karma and remain as the sufferer of past karmas. When they come to me and receive this knowledge of self-realization, they become free from all doership of karma, and therefore only the experiencing of previously created karma remains. The ego is the doer of karma.
The balance of 8 lifetimes.
Whenever a living being goes into a life form where it does not bind karma, but simply goes through the discharge effects of karma, how does that living being acquire the next life?
There's a vast area. When a human leaves from here, he may reincarnate as a cow and experience the life of a cow, after which he may be born as a goat. It is not definite that he will be a goat. It can be anything depending on his account. It depends on the causes. He may even be born as a donkey. After 200 years or so of such wandering and paying off the debt from his karmas, he takes birth again in the human form. Anywhere else other than the human level, one is transported from one life form to another without cause karma. The process of taking different life forms is from the causes created in the human life form. The discharge may happen in a variety of other life forms, and it is not necessary to return to the human life level. It happens because all the karmas have been experienced. These causes are in the form of layers. One layer is shed, that is effect, in each subsequent life form. When all the layers are gone and 8 lives have been completed, he then comes back to the human form. At the most, it takes 8 lives of wandering about in other life forms before one can return to the human life. That is the law of nature. The balance of karma worthy of the human form stays with him wherever he goes, even if he goes to the celestial form. It is because of this balance that he is able to return to the human form. Keeping aside this balance, all other karmas are discharged through experience.
Dada, after returning to the human form, how does this life function? Does it function on his bhavs, the causes from the last human life? Based on what karma does his life function now?
He has with him a balance of human karmas. The balance is there, but if a debt is incurred that is bad karma, then you have to go and take care of it before you can return. If one has acquired a credit, then he must experience that before returning. The balance remains with you and it never gets used up. When does it get used up? It is used up when the doership goes away. Only then can you be liberated. The doership will never go away unless the ego goes. The ego is the doership. If the ego is there, you experience your karmas elsewhere and return back to where you were before.
Upon returning to the human form from other life forms, Where do you take birth? For example, are you born as a fisherman or a king?
Your life resumes at the level you were at when you left the last human form to pay your debts or to enjoy your credits. This is just like returning home after completing all the necessary shopping. In the same way, the human life is the home. You have to come home. And when the ego comes to an end, you do not even have to stay in this world. Liberation happens when the ego stops. The ego is not used in any other life forms. In the experience of the effect karma, the ego is not used, and so no karmas are bound. The cows and oxen do not have egos. A horse may appear to have an ego, but it is the ego that is being discharged. It is not a true ego. It is because of the ego that you are here. When it is gone, you will be liberated.